Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. My name is Cynthia Mendez, and I am the host for the Natural Radio Show on tonight. And this is where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss enriched conversations about life skills and development. So once again, if you don't know and you didn't hear last week's show, I am doing a book review and reading the chapters from The Conspiracy to Destroy Black Women by Michael Porter. Okay, so this is the book that I am reading from. You have ample enough time to get the book and read along with me, or you can actually go into the archives and click on, the chapter that I read, and you could just read it along and, just have that ambiance of having someone read for you as you go through the book in itself. Okay, so, so today's date is, if I didn't mention, is April 17th, 2021. And, tonight's chapter is going to be about chapter 2, and please be advised that there is profanity used or a little bit of vulgar, as far as description of, so-called black women or women in general. So if you have children listening on tonight's show, please be aware and cover their ears, It's not rated R or anything like that, but there is profanity used in this chapter, so please be aware of that. Okay, so chapter 2, From the Conspiracy to Destroy Black Women by Michael Porter. This is Bitch, Hoe, or Queen title. The Role of Women in Rap, Music, and Videos Specifically. Only in a morally bankrupt society would one find popular, for-profit, generally accepted, and blatant exploitation of women in the media. Although such exploitation exists in television programs and Hollywood movies, it has become pervasive in rap videos and rap music. Before going further, understand a major point. Teenagers and young adults are the major audience for rap music and videos. They are being desensitized to exploitation while being conditioned to love and enjoy the exploitation of women without even knowing that this is being done to them. This is the perverted genius of the patriarchal white male supremacist power structure. People are programmed just like computers. The result is that this society has 10-year-old boys believing it's cool to call girls bitch, freak, skeezer, slut, hoe, smut, and the list can go on. And I just added additional words for those who are listening, but it's true. Too many girls and even some women accept being called derogatory names. In her book, Ladies First, Revelation of a Strong Woman, Queen Latifah states, I'm writing this book to let every woman know that she too, no matter where her status or place in life, is royalty. This is particularly important for African American women to know inside and out, upside down, and right side up. For so long in this society, we have been given and have allowed ourselves to take the role of a slave, concubine, mammy, second class citizen, bitch, hoe, Tatiana. I'm just adding that in. Many of us have been so hurt and so dogged out by society and by men and by life that we can't even wrap our brains around the notation that we deserve better, that we are queens. That's big facts. Big facts as far as Queen Latifah's statements, big facts. And this is just my opinion. But as I continue on in the chapter, it reads, it has been said that if you call a person a name long enough, she or he will begin to believe it. Imagine if teenage males and females were conditioned and encouraged to address one another as queen and king, and to act like royalty. Women will claim their rightful place on this planet only when they begin to see themselves as sacred creations. Queen Latifah states that women were created in her image. Unfortunately, the rap industry tends to shun positive messages put forth by such women as Sister Soulja and others because positive rap is a threat to the patriarchal white male power structure. The power structure understands the necessity of keeping us happy, violent, and lustful. Watching and listening to destructive lyrics serves this end. For sure. The victims of white supremacy must remain ignorant if the white supremacist is to remain in power. Sister Soulja alone scared the hell out of the white male power structure with her consciousness raising lyrics. Unfortunately, most rap music and videos that get air in television time portray females as lust crazed, money hungry worshippers of foul mouthed male generated filth. Popularity and wealth are promised to African-American males. Sadly, some female rap artists participate in the madness, who are willing to call women names and glorify doing all sorts of sadistic sexual acts to women, put a funky beat to disrespectful lyrics, and abracadabra, it's a chart-busting hit. Too often, the music industry, as well as other industries under the white male power structure, pimp women and girls. I believe that young girls watching rap music, videos, develop two destructive beliefs. They begin to view themselves as unattractive if they don't resemble the half-naked, made-up, light-skinned females with long hair in the videos. And they begin to believe that it's all right for boys and men to treat women like toys, especially if the boy or man has an expensive car, money, and all she has to do is provide the sex. Under the patriarchal white male supremacy, every act is driven by profits. Understand, women and girls are the products of rap music and videos. The bitch is tied to money. The hoe is tied to money. The freak is tied to money. And the bait is tied to money. Several scenarios provide examples. A teenage male starches his point expensive jeans, buys the latest Jordans, and goes to a fine department store to purchase the latest Hilfiger shirt to match his jeans so that he can look fresh for the bitches and then or them hoes. A well-educated professional male puts on his Brooks Brothers suit to go to a local hangout so that he can score with the female. I personally believe that men, boys, seek women and girls that closely resemble those in rap videos. They desire the product. Women are not to be protected, loved, and respected, but are to be purchased and used. Women must protest the blatant wholesale exploitation of women. Women must critique the rap songs their children listen to. Women must monitor and boycott rap music that exploit women. Women must protest rap concerts that feature violent, exploitative rap music. Women must sponsor, purchase products, and otherwise support those female rap artists that are about liberation. Women must challenge the wickedly clever arguments that these destructive videos and songs are art. Women must challenge African-American rap artists about exploiting their own people. The role of women in rap music and videos must be changed from negative to positive. I recommend that women call, write, and email all stations that offend them. Second, involve the entire family and have your children and husband also express their dissatisfaction about the music, the rap industry. Now, here it is. This was chapter 2, and I feel that Michael Porter, he gave his view on the rap industry the music and what's being pushed, the message being pushed in the music. And I feel that it has a lot to do with being mentally programmed and destroying the youth, which is part of the white supremacist system. Okay, now my whole thing is this: when you are on the playground or in the belly of the beast, you have no control. There is no control. However, when you are in the belly of the beast, you can cause that beast to become poisoned. Poisoned how? By rejecting the things that further caters to the destruction of so-called black men and black women. This is how you cause poison to seep through his veins. Okay, when you reject it and you're in the belly of the beast, you can cause a virus in the belly of the beast. Okay, cause him to be confused, disrupt, you know, his agenda, his system, just by doing the right thing. Okay, doing the right thing. Even if you're pushing negative music subliminally, say something that is right. Say something that is uplifting, so that way those who are listening can decode what you're saying. Now, I understand on the surface of it all, it is a degradation, because it's what you've seen on imagery. On imagery, when you're seeing these women, these men degrade themselves over and over and over and over, you keep seeing it. You keep hearing the same things that are derogatory and whatever the case might be. Keep hearing these things, you know, and you start to begin to see it. You start to believe it. And it's true. When a person is conditioned a certain way long enough, it becomes a way of life for them, especially when it comes down to being called a name. Okay, as we all know, words are spells. If you keep calling someone a bitch, you keep calling someone a hoe, here it is, you got women that's comfortable with being called a bitch, which in fact means a dog on four legs, as we all know what a bitch is. Okay, so they comfortable with saying that's my bitch over there and decoding it as, oh, that's my friend. But it's really a derogatory statement and shot towards that other person. How could you really have genuine love for your bitch? How could you really have genuine love for your nigga? How could you really have genuine love and still decoding the message as something, you know, truthful, as something that's real or something that's really at the core? You can't. That all that does is cause confusion. It causes confusion, and it's like taking shit and trying to make a cake out of the shit. You taking pure shit and making cake, making it sweet. You can't do that shit because it's gonna stink eventually. That's facts. Okay, now when I say to decode it, you don't have to come out, you don't have to come out as far as being blatantly disrespectful, as far as in the rap music. Someone like Nas, who's a rapper, who rapped about, you know, shit that really happened. Okay, now I understand we got a few rappers that out there that talked about some real shit that people go through in life. You know, those types of rap music has some type of element and push to it. And of course, with that type of music, Nas is specifically, when it comes down to rap, he talked about real shit. Yes, excuse my language, he did. And in fact, somehow, some way, this still had to be caused a war between his brothers. It had to be a war where it's a rap battle going on. And if that couldn't be pushed in his music or whatever, couldn't continue on. That's what happens when you are in the belly of the beast, or you being influenced by this white patriarchal system. Okay, that is not for the upliftment and the growth and development of so-called black people, African Americans. It's not for us. Okay, so we're gonna always lose at their game. Okay, it's either the beast is gonna shit you out or annihilate your whole existence. Okay, annihilate your whole existence. And if you are in the belly of the beast, you got to get your way out. If you got to get shitted out, let it be. So be. But it's worth you being shitted on than you losing your goddamn soul. That's my words. And that's facts. Okay? But you got so many people selling their soul, selling their whole essence, they mind, their body, and investing into this negative shit. And then people lose their way along the way. Don't know up from down or down from up. that's what eventually happens. And like I said, when he talks about, he highlights how women being okay with it and exploiting themselves. Guess what? From chapter one, we talked about how the woman don't feel protected at home because she's really being battered. She's being belittled. Why? Because that her husband, her man, is being battered and belittled by the white patriotic system and things of that nature. He's coming home and bringing it to his queen and causing destruction amongst his woman and his children. Now, I'm not saying all black, so-called black relationships are that way. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying with that dynamic and that stigma of battery and the man having to go, so-called black man having to go out and struggle, taking care of his family. Don't know, either don't know when his next meal gonna come or where he gonna get his next dollar from. That stigma have been for years for the so-called black man, and it's only for his failure. For his failure. So how could we be okay with it? We can't be okay with it. You know why? Because we don't have a community. We don't have a community of women. We don't have a community of so-called black women and so-called black men that are out here fighting against this system. And Michael Porter was correct when he said, if you don't condone the music, you could absolutely, the same way how you could boycott a damn company, you could boycott a damn rap music. If And everybody was on the same page and about bringing this shit down, the system down. If they were. Now, the only true organization that I would say, and shout out to Nubian Menkares, who's carrying on a community, and he's been faithful for 10 years and on, is Republic of Mentale. We have real we don't even call ourselves black, but we have men and women that are really sincere and genuine about going against the system, not even being engaged in the system or paying any type of attention to the system. Because you got people that, you got the liberated female who don't care and is willfully programmed to do whatever and anything she wants, or feels she could do anything she wants, when really it's to her demise and her destruction, not realizing that when you are in the belly of the beast, he's going to taint you, make you become toxic, strip away any element of power that you have as a so-called black woman. And he's going to start by destroying your image, destroying who you are. Okay, not even having a sense of identity of who and what you are. And then not feeling a sense of protection, because then the white supremacists, they taking our so-called black men and making them out into being homosexuals or DL men. That's what they doing. But here in the Republic, in the Mentalect, we don't do that shit. We don't play that shit. We don't. Okay, we don't condone it. The mainstream society, everybody else from that society may condone that type of life, so be it. They want to be wrapped up. They want to be wrapped up into disorderly conduct. They want to be wrapped up into all of the shenanigans. They want to do that. They want to keep upholding it. They want to keep upholding the white supremacists. They want to do that. So my whole thing is this, when it comes down to even with Queen Latifah, her statement, another young a sister who rapped back in the days in the 90s, and her rap was positive. It was positive. She talked about uplifting the women, so-called black women. And in fact, even Lauryn Hill, she's another one. She's another one who uplifted, you know, women to let them know this is not right. It's not right. Okay? So when it comes down to the bitch, the hoe, the queen, I'm sorry to say that is not a way to decode something that is positive. For you young ladies that's out there, you should never, ever relate to your friend, your bestie as that's my bitch, or that's, you know, so-called whatever. And for you young men out there, you should never address your friend as that's my nigga. You don't do that, because there's a strong derogatory negative stigma behind a bitch and a nigga. okay? You got to learn your history and be educated and understand what it is that you're saying. What is it that you're doing? You need to question it. Why am I doing this? Why is this popular? This does not make me feel good. If you continue to cater into all of this mess and cater into the outer exterior of life or what looks good or what's popping or whatever the case might be, it's going to cause you to become desensitized. It's going to cause you to become numb to your feelings and what you feel. And someone once told me that if you don't be courageous or find that spark of courageousness, you're going to be a coward who dies 1,000 times inside if you don't find that spark to be courageous and do the right thing. And how you die 1,000 times, people, you know, these young generation is self-medicating themselves through drugs, drinking. And this is not, I'm not the first to speak about it. I'm not the first to speak about it, and I'm not going to be the last to speak about it. But they self-medicating themselves to numb the feeling, numb that feeling, because they don't want to face the reality of a situation, knowing that the grass is not greener on the other side. It is not. It's not. And most of all, this younger generation, they need their parents or they need mentors. They need people who are going to genuinely be in their corner and not be corrupted. And then, you know, continuing this white supremacy by the sexual exploitation of these young men and women, using them, molestation. They don't need this. They don't need to be exposed to any element of the beast and what he has, his agenda. And that's my thoughts on chapter 2. That's my thoughts on chapter 2. We have to save our youth as a result. And you women that are out there, we are not bitches. We are not hoes. We are not sluts. Yes, we have to understand. We got to get to the meat and the pinnacle of how, where, what. Where did we go wrong? What happened? How did we become so destroyed and disrupt? How did we become from being all hurt and beaten to liberated females who don't care about respect, self-respect at that, self-control at that? How and where did we go wrong? That's the question, and we all need to find that out. We all need to figure this out. It's not an individual thing. Okay, it's not where, oh, we looking at the black females and separating ourselves and saying, oh, well, she's a liberated female, she's dumb, she's this. That's not helping, that's hurting. You're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the goddamn problem, but trying to separate yourself from a sister that look like you is really hurting inside. You got to have a love to want to see your sister better herself. If you ain't got that in you to love your sister or love yourself as much and love your sister as much to see her do better, then you are part of the problem. I don't care what status or position you have in life. You separating yourself as in, oh, you are all goody two-shoe or whatever the case might be, is not going to work. It's not going to make it. And hell, you can never know what that other person is going through if you have not walked in their shoes to know what the hell they going through or why they doing what they doing. So you can't judge a person. You can't judge them until you walk a mile in their goddamn shoes. And that's a fact. It's a fact. So who are we to judge any woman that look like us? As so-called black women, who are we? Nobody. Nobody, until we accept we all in the wrong. We all in the wrong. And we separate ourselves by saying enough is enough. And you start from one platform and you come back and get your sister. You fight for your sister. You fight the spiritual warfare, this unseen force. You fight against that and you fight physically by fighting for your sister and not just trying to separate yourself and perpetuating this whole disharmony, this unity against each other. This competitiveness, it has to end. It has to come to an end. It has to. Or we're going to continuously die and lose. as so-called black women and just women in general. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the Natural Radio Show.